brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You see what's happened in Mexico. It's now more than 20,000 people killed in the last 3 years. Many of them police. They just hire more police. And that's the Mexican and U.S. government trying to knock out their drug dealing competition. You're not going to bring this tyranny down by killing cops. Okay? If they would just decriminalize drugs, that would do it. But the drug cartels and others in Mexico kill legalization activists. I mean, how obvious it is that we need to decriminalize drugs. And now you got the Mexican mafia killing cops all over the U.S., and the cops are starting to just leave them alone. It's pathetic. It's... Notice the media keeps it real quiet. And the politicians are just puppets. Anybody kills a politician, they'll turn them into a victim. We've got to get our courts under the people's control. We've got to start indicting the bankers, the high-level CFR members, the people that have written public reports calling for treason. We've got to audit the Fed. We've got to have the states declare independence. Paul in Connecticut, welcome. Okay, Bishop in Texas, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, just wanted to let you know that I stand with you in your anger and frustration with what's going on in America. I'm actually a pastor here in the Metroplex, former law enforcement, and just wanted to let you know that I called Royce West's office on yesterday. He's a state senator here in Texas, and spoke with his legislative director and basically wanted to determine, you know, what they were doing with the passage of this outrageous bill. And, of course, the gentleman responded as if I was being just completely paranoid. So I'm even angered that some of the state legislatures really don't understand the true implications of this bill.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's a state senator. I don't really know his voting record, but that just sounds like par for the course. We're going to go over some of the provisions of the bill, the national ID card provision, when we come back from break. And then talk about what's happening in the Senate with the bill, which is another bill that they're basically trying to put even more tyranny in. So Obama signed one bill. Now they're calling it a reconciliation, but they're adding a bunch of pork barrel and other things to the Senate version. So we're going to go over that. Anything else, Bishop?
Yeah, I just want to let you know that I pastor a church here in the Metroplex and have woken my congregants and have shared this information with other churches as well in the Metroplex. So basically we are on a campaign to try to wake up as many people as possible. Finally, a few months ago, I emailed and left a voicemail message on your tips line concerning a former FBI employee that was indicted several years back. And I've discovered I do have some connection to that individual and found out that part of the reason why that employee was basically indicted and fired from the FBI was because they were basically nosing around into the 9/11 investigation. And, you know, there's some other information, if you wouldn't mind, that I would like to share with you off air concerning that incident.
Let me do this. Let me get your name and number or just your number. John Harmon will get your number, and I'll try to call you this evening, okay?
That'd be great.
God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. John, get his number, please. Yeah, they killed the former FBI deputy director, head of counterterrorism, O'Neill. He was hired to be the head of security first day at work. He was hired by Marvin Bush that ran security. Yeah. To be the head of security at the World Trade Center. And then they killed him and threw his body in the rubble. And they killed some cops and medical people who were witnesses at Oklahoma City.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. We are now 2 hours and 8 minutes into this worldwide broadcast. We have another hour, 52 minutes left in transmission. We are simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv on the 24th day of March 2010. Here is an actual subsection of the health care bill that is now law. Now, Obama has sent the bill back to the Senate. He signed the bill, but they have a reconciliation bill they're going to try to tag on, which is a whole nother bill and has even more draconian legislation in it. But let me tell you what is in the bill. I've gotten a lot of calls and people saying, is there a national ID card in the bill? We already have federally standardized driver's license, the Real ID Act. That is a national ID card. This ID card is different that they're now going to be issuing to people because, as it's phased in the next few years, because the IRS has real-time access to your bank account to wire out funds. We're going to give you that subsection. Here's a document cam shot. And the IRS will fine you or fee you if you use your medical care for procedures that they think you don't need. Mainline medical test, not just alternative medicine. Tens of thousands of new IRS employees, $10 billion every year. They were saying every 2 years to fund this. Now it's every year. And so this is now the nanny state IRS involved in everything you do in your life, a huge expansion, the likes of which we've never seen, of this criminal agency that violates law and due process every day. Now, this is from Section B on page 65 of the bill. Section B, Section I, page 65 of the bill that's now law. Eligibility for health plan and health claim status, the set of operating rules for eligibility for a health plan and health claim status transactions shall be adopted not later than July 1st, 2011, in a manner ensuring that such operating rules are effective not later than January 1st, 2013, and may allow for the use of machine-readable identification card. May. That means it's all at their discretion. Of course, they've said that's what Hillary wanted in 93, 94. It's in there. Okay? This is from H.R. 3590. Now, let's go over some good synopses of what's really in the health bill, and I've looked these up myself. Page 16 states that if you have insurance at the time of the bill becoming law and change, you will be required to take a similar plan. If not, if it's not available, you will be required to take the government option. Page 22 mandates audits of all employers that self-insure. Audits. Everybody gets an audit now. Page 29, admission. Your health care will be rationed. It says right there, comparative care. They will decide what you get for cost cutting. Page 30, a government committee will decide what treatments and benefits you get, and unlike an insurer, there will be no appeals process. Page 42, the Health Choices Commissioner will decide health benefits for you. You will have no choice, none. Page 50, all non-U.S. citizens, illegal or not, will be provided free health care services. Page 58, every person will be issued a national ID card. And you just saw that from the same page. Page 59, the federal government will have direct real-time access to all individual bank accounts for electronic funds transfer. And if you get health care they don't like, they fine you. And they could take your wages. I mean, this is all in there. Page 65, taxpayers will be subsidized. All union retiree and community organizer health plans. Page 72, all private health care plans must conform to government rules to participate in the health care exchange, which is what they want. It lowers the amount of care you get. Page 84, all private health care plans must participate in the health care exchange, i.e. total government control of private plans. Page 91, government mandates linguistic infrastructure for services, translation, illegal aliens. Page 95, the government will pay ACORN and AmeriCorps to sign up individuals for government-run health care plan. In fact, will you go back and ask Aaron to go find the exact spot in Obama deception where it's the video clips of the president and White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel saying we will all be a national compulsory service? People keep sending me emails saying that's not true. I want to actually play the clips for them of that. He could just send you the YouTube clip actually where it's at, but Page 102, those eligible for Medicaid will be automatically enrolled. You have no choice in the matter. You will be on welfare now. They will stick CPS on you. Page 124, no company can sue the government for price fixing. No judicial review is permitted against the government monopoly. Put simply, private insurers will get crushed. Well, if they're not part of the big top boys. Page 127, the AMA sold doctors out. The government will set wages. Page 145, an employer must auto-enroll employees in the government-run public plan, no alternatives. 126, employers must pay health care bills for part-time employees and their families, up to age 26. Any employer with a payroll of $400,000 or more who does not offer the public option pays an 8% tax on payroll. That's on your employees. Any employer with a payroll of $250,000 to $400,000 or more who does not offer public option pays a 2% to 6% tax on payroll. Page 167, any individual who doesn't have acceptable health care, according to the government, will be taxed at 2.5 of income. Page 170, any non-resident alien is exempt from individual taxes. The illegal aliens are always exempt because they want to have an incentive to bring them here, just like they're exempt from paying their power bills in Austin. And Trump, I mean, just total discrimination. Any non-resident, it goes on. Page 195, officers and employees of government healthcare bureaucracy will have access to all American financial and personal records. It's all shared now via the IRS. Page 203, the tax imposer under the section shall not be treated as a tax. Yes, it really says that. It's a tax, but you can't call it a tax. Page 239, bill will reduce physical services for Medicaid. Seniors and the poor will be affected. That's a quote. $43 billion a year cut. Raise taxes, cut your benefits. I've got to love it. And it's in now in the AP today that it doesn't cover children and others with pre-existing conditions. It was all a lie. Just a giant tax, and it's a way for them to take over the system. The bill will reduce physician services for Medicaid. Doctors, no matter what specialty you are, you will be paid the same. 241. Page 253, government sets values of doctors' time, their personal judgment, etc. Page 265, government mandates and controls productivity for private healthcare industries. 268, government regulates rental and purchase of power-driven wheelchairs and puts a tax on them. 272, cancer patients, welcome to the wonderful world of rationing. Page 280, hospitals will be penalized for what the government deems preventable readmissions. If you don't follow all their rules, it's a $50,000 tax. Page 298, doctors, if you treat a patient during an initial admission, the results in the readmission, you will be penalized by the government. Page 317, doctors, you will be prohibited from owning and investing in healthcare companies. Yeah. 318, page 318, prohibition of hospital expansion. Hospitals cannot expand without government approval. 321, hospital expansion hinges on community input. In other words, get another payoff to ACORN and other UN Renimovs so they can claim it's for the people. Page 335, government mandates establishment of outcome-based measures, i.e. rationing. That's comparative care. 341, government has authority to disqualify Medicare Advantage plans, HMOs, etc. Page 354, government will restrict enrollment in specialty needs individuals. So it actually discriminates against those that are already handicapped. You're going to get given pills and left on a gurney to die just like England. This is eugenics. 379, telehealth advisory committee, healthcare by phone. 425, more bureaucracy, advanced care planning, consultants, senior citizens, assisted suicide, euthanasia. Page 425, government will instruct and consult regarding living wills, durable powers of attorney, etc. Mandatory, appears to lock in estate taxes ahead of time. Page 425, government provides approved list of end-of-life resources guiding you in death. Page 427, government mandates program that orders end-of-life treatment. Government dictates how you and your life ends. Page 429, advocating care planning consult with the use to dictate treatment of patients' health directories. This can include the order for end-of-life plans, an order from the government. Page 430, these are all bioethicist directives. Government will decide what level of treatments you may and may not have at end of life, not your doctor or hospital. 469, community-based home medical services, more payoffs to ACORN. 472, payments to community-based organizations, more payoffs. 489, government will cover marriage and family therapy, government incentives to your marriage. So now the health care, oh, you want free government health care? You've got to go to a psychiatrist and CPS. 494, government will cover medical health services, defining, creating, and rationing those services. Well, it's a 2,700-page bill. Sorry, I've got to stop. I only went through a third of it or less. Sorry, I got to stop there. I can't even cover it all with the time constraints. I got other news and calls to take. And then there's all the new taxes. I didn't even get into that. Let me read a few more of the taxes real fast. Excise tax on high-cost employer-sponsored health care of 40%, but the unions are exempt. Increase in additional taxes on distributions from HSA and MSA. An increase of 10 to 20% on taxes for money in health savings accounts. I can go on for hundreds of these if you want. Tax on failing hospital, $50,000 tax. I just can't even. I just, it's unspeakable. I mean, it's just...
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
We are back live. Your call's coming up in the next segment. Well, out of a 2,700-page bill, I only got through, what, page 600-something. I mean, this is so off the charts. It's so nightmarish. I don't even know what to say. And the country is going completely bankrupt. Look at this news. 72% of Democrats, 84% of Republicans, and 80% of independents think the economy could collapse. This was done by Opinion Dynamics Corp for Fox News. And there's similar numbers out of Europe. Meanwhile, sales of new homes dropped in February to lowest on record, according to Bloomberg. Lowest on record. This is a depression. And their idea is raise taxes on everybody. And I have the AP here. I covered it at the very start of the show. Will you guys print that AP article for me again? I couldn't find it during the break. The one I think the headline is Problem with Health Bill Does Not Cover Pre-Existing Conditions. Sales of new U.S. homes dropped in February to lowest on record. States sue over overhaul that will bust state budgets. They're saying it'll completely bankrupt them. That's the name of the game. That's Bloomberg as well. Here's CBS News. Massive job cuts projected for New York City. They're going to cut 19,000 city jobs. But notice your taxes all go up because it all goes on interest of the bankers. This is just like Nigeria, folks, or Argentina. They're talking about, in Illinois, a four-day school week because things are so bankrupt. We're being totally looted. And the banks don't care. They'll just go offshore. They're already offshore. They've all had an exodus the last decade. They want to destroy our industrial base. That's stated. This is how they conquer you. Greece to default at some point, UBS says. Totally imploding. Portugal's debt rating lowered by Fitch on finances. Portugal about to go under by design. It's come out in Goldman Sachs documents. It's all planned. Oh, I found it. AP. Gap in healthcare laws, protection for children. Uh-oh. It says, and by the way, I've read the bill. It's not just children. They can refuse you for any pre-existing condition. They just give you Prozac. Literally. That's what they do in England. It's amazing. Your medical records aren't secure. Wall Street Journal admits that this gives it to every federal agency that can do whatever they want, give it to private interest. Wall Street Journal. It totally rapes everybody. Healthcare effects start taking effect this year, though, on tanning beds, on taxes, on medical equipment, on your savings accounts. Yeah, an 8% tax on your medical savings account. What, you get 2, 3% in a savings account now? So you lose 5% a year? Meanwhile, separate issues, Supreme Court battle quietly brews over possible future nominees. Cass Sunstein writes lawyer documents for Harvard and Chicago Business School on record saying ban free speech, arrest everybody. We've read those quotes. You cannot make up how bold they are. Hitler and Stalin didn't say they were going to do it. They just did it secretly. Here they just say it out in the open. And these are the two guys about to be the Supreme Court justices, with two Supreme Court justices set to leave this year. Stevens and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. What's Stevens, 92? He's announced he's leaving at the end of the year. And the two guys they're getting ready, on record, Obama's Ninth Circuit nominee, Constitution must adapt to changes in the world. And this is the guy they're getting ready for the Supreme Court, Goodwin Liu. And he goes on to say we must adopt UN law. Ladies and gentlemen, I haven't even scratched the surface of the news. I'm just digging through it here. I mean, I read all this stuff, get ready for the show, and then I'm just sitting here, and I just can't believe that this is actually happening. Look at these articles separately. Vaccines kill children in China, French news agency. They're recalling them. Here's another one. Rotarix retrovirus contaminated officials say with a pig virus that can give humans cancer. And it says in the CNN article, retrovirus, and that over a million kids are getting this. GlaxoSmithKline's product. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Every major. They've got vaccines that have been caught with cancer viruses in it, and the cancer viruses aren't involved in the manufacture. They shouldn't be in there. Remember the bird flu when they put weaponized bird flu in and shipped it out to 14 countries, and thank God they gave it to lab animals and it killed them, so they stopped injecting it? Oh, my God.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apology. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good, I got an idea.
I mentioned this yesterday, and I want to get back into it briefly. Then we're going to hear phone calls, and then a bunch of other news. Grayson can oversee Senate race. This is from the Associated Press. Secretary of State Terry Grayson can oversee the U.S. Senate race in Kentucky without any apparent conflict of interest, a government ethics panel ruled today. You heard me right. Grayson, who is Kentucky's chief elections official, is running as a Republican for the Senate seat, being vacated by retiring Jim Bunning, one of his GOP rivals. Bowling Green physician Rand Paul questioned whether Grayson should recuse himself from oversight of the race. And they went to the board. I talked to Paul's office yesterday. They went and filed this, and the board said 50% Democrat, 50% Republicans. They said, no, it's fine for the head of the election process to oversee his own election. And you've got all these employees that are guaranteed to be getting jobs in the senator's office if the Republican wins. Rand Paul's 10 points or more ahead of him. Dick Cheney's come out against Rand Paul. The Republican machine's going up against him. And magically, this has never before happened. So now you can be an election official, and I guess that's the only way you can get elected now in America. You're the election official. You run it. That's kind of like Senator Hagel when he first got in over a decade ago. 84% of the ballots cast in Nebraska were cast on machines that he owns the company for. So you own the election machines, you become a senator. You are 10 points behind in the polls, but magically he could end up winning because he's the election official. There's nothing on the face of it that requires abstention, said John Steffen, head of the Executive Branch Ethics Commission. The unanimous opinion of the commission held that it is highly unlikely the Secretary of State, Kentucky, could influence the results of the statewide election without having the universal cooperation of election officials across the state, not with computers. What did we see in Florida in 2000? This is just incredible. And then Kurt Nemo wrote a key article that everybody's got to get and get out to everybody they know. Because if Rand Paul wins, it'll send a shockwave across the nation for true conservatives to win. Are Kentucky Republicans rigging Senate race against Rand Paul? Very important article on that front. Okay. I've got a bunch of other news on naked body scanners, on police checkpoints, on the federal government to decide what you can eat, what you can do, not just the federal lunch program, the feds deciding what kids can eat. That's already happening. I've got cop program has cab drivers helping local police. I've tried to cover a lot of news today, and I haven't even scratched the surface, but I'm attempting to. We're going to go to your calls here in a moment. I first want to tell folks that this can be used, all this open corruption and tyranny, can be used as a big wake-up call. And people are upset right now. I talked to my aunt who lives in East Texas yesterday, and she said that the meter reader was talking about me to her, just out of the blue, and how he's awake. And then she was in a town nearby at Walmart, only place in the country to shop. And two women randomly came up to her in separate events talking basically about the New World Order and the takeover that was happening. And she didn't ask him, are you an Alex Jones listener? They probably weren't. The point is, it was just yesterday, just spontaneously, people running around upset. I mean, that's a gauge of how awake people are starting to get. So, it took time for folks to build momentum against the New World Order 20 years ago, but they planted the seeds that grew into what we see today, the mighty oak. Never before have people's minds been more fertile to be unlocked and to find out the truth of the planet and who's really running things and just how dire the situation is. Never before. So I'm going to ask the listeners to not procrastinate. You may have handed out Endgame, Terror Storm, Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, and it woke a lot of people up. Keep handing it out. And buy the two new films that also financially supports us that are available at InfoWars.com. Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. You can watch the trailer, read the synopsis. It's about the shadow government, how the New World Order takes over countries through roundtable and front groups, what the globalists are into, their mindset, the eugenics, the staged terror, all the latest info, incredible interviews. Find out more at InfoWars.com. Pre-order it, ships April 15th. And we're releasing two films in the same month, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Proves the FEMA camps are real, proves the NORTHCOM takeover system, the torture, the underwear bomber false flag, the Hardin, Montana situation, the G20 police attacking peaceful populations using sound cannons, how they were federalized. It's got great music from Shooter Jennings. It is definitely the best of my four Police State films. I haven't made a Police State film in close to 8 years, 7.5 years. And it debunks Glenn Beck, covering up the FEMA cams, all of it, on DVD. When you get both DVDs together, you get a $5 discount as the films come out. InfoWars.com, or you can write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. You'll also get Jesse Ventura's book discounted and get a free film with it right now, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I've done 2 hours, 40 minutes here and haven't thanked any of the sponsors. I want to tell you about some of the great sponsors that I believe in that I think you should check out. Number one, MySolarBackup.com. If you lost your power and wanted to simply flip the switch to get the lights back on, if so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time. Start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Plug-and-play solar generators are available from our great sponsor, Solutions from Science. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electric power plant, and it's perfect for your home or your campsite. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. You get a free information packet or mysolarbackup.com. That is one word. One other sponsor I want to tell you about is Supernatural Silver. Are you prepared for a disaster should that strike at work or at home? Planning for unexpected disasters is essential for you and those you care about. The new Silver Solution is an important tool to help you arm yourself for any emergency. It's got a patent. Go read all that information at SupernaturalSilver.com to see all the ways you can use this amazing product. They've actually gone and gotten medical approval. This is a big outfit. From first aid to water purification, everything in between, the new Silver Solution, what you need in any crisis, go to SupernaturalSilver.com or check out the banner on Infowars.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. And I know the callers have been on hold, but I want the callers to wake up right now. And we're going to go to your callers one after the other. Then we got Paul Watson popping in for about 10 minutes. In the next hour, I'm going to blitz through all this other news that we have here today. And, guys, I was looking through my stacks during the break. It was an Infowars.com article about the TSA to be secret police in America. Will you print that for me again? Thank you. So I want to get into that. But let's go to your phone calls right now. Thanks for holding. Stan in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I just got through listening to you reading about the simplification of the health care program. If you understand history, this is the same exact plan that Adolf Hitler implemented in Nazi Germany.
Yeah, his first takeover was government-run health care, euthanasia, health rationing, total control. And this is it.
Yes, Alex. What they did was they got rid of the mentally retarded imbeciles, and what they did with the mentally retarded children, they put them on a drug called Limonol, and they put it in their tea to sedate them, and what it did, it put these kids in a coma, and they killed them, Alex. And you said they wanted to ration health care to the elderly. They have to get rid of anybody that's non-productive in this country.
Yeah, first they get you domesticated, they take your money, make you dependent on them, then they kill you with the control. This has all been stated. It's all true.
Our next crisis, Alex, I believe, rising on the horizon, and I believe it's going to happen. They never have touched on Social Security. You have 44 million socially independent people that live on Social Security. And, Alex, they're going to collapse it.
And that's the plan, and then give you watered-down, horrible government health care and the bioethicist boards. I had what Wesley Smith on, Wall Street Journal writer, many times. And he covered Mr. Wendland's case and others where people are paralyzed neck down and are under government care, and they dehydrate you and kill you as you beg for water and food. I mean, people don't know that the police have been torturing for decades under pain compliance. They don't know they're already euthanizing and killing people. The media never covers the cases where they can talk and are begging. You know, they covered Terri Schiavo because they could act like she was in a coma and try to sell the idea. That's why that case got so big in the media. In fact, pull up Leslie Smith, Wall Street Journal articles about, and he also wrote a best-selling book about, I mean, this list, the hundreds of names that he just covered, where they murder people. We're not making this up, folks. And you've got Tom Daschle that wrote the bill writing a book about old people above 60 have a duty to die. You're not going to get eye surgery. You're not going to get health care. You're going to get watered-down crap. Anything else, Stan?
Yes, anybody that's non-productive, you're correct, Alex. That's if they want to get rid of limited health care, get rid of the cancer, you know, because it's costing the government a lot of people that are, you know, that are on Medicare.
It's in there that the government decides what treatment you get.
And who dies.
I mean, you're not going to get anything free from the government, folks. That's what people need to understand. This, how many times have they been caught lying? How much evil have they been caught? Putting cancer virus and over 200 million injections of the polio vaccine. I mean, that's mainstream news. Why do you think cancer is as common as the common cold now? I mean, they've gotten away with poison in the water. Why not? Stan, I appreciate your call. Stephen in Florida. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex.
Go ahead.
Yeah. A couple things I just wanted to cover real quick. First of all, I just moved here not too long ago in Florida from out in Houston, Texas. And I had to deal with my sister who was living with my mom. She was being very abusive. So in the process, my sister called the sheriff on me 5 times just to try and make herself look good. Well, anyway, I got her out of here. But what I wanted to mention was one of the times that these sheriffs came out, they actually told me that this was my mother's fault for letting her move in. And I'm telling you, Alex, the look on this guy's face, he would have fit in real well with that group that was at the G20 in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's the problem. A lot of cops now, when they come to your house for something, they end up arresting you for something else. They're looking for trouble.
Right. And yesterday I was at the store shopping, and I was talking to a guy working there about what you had gone over about this health care bill, and listening to what you had gone over yesterday like you did today and reading the article that's on there with the 20 points. And anyway, this woman overheard me talking to him, and she goes, well, shouldn't you just wait and see how it's going to all turn out before you start commenting on it? And she goes, have you read all 2,800 pages? I said, no, man, but I've seen enough that I know that this is something that's going to totally bankrupt our system.
Well, and I mean, hold on for people watching on TV or on the radio. We went over it with the sections of the bill. We have them in little – I mean, when I tell you there's a national ID card and the IRS is going to be in your bank account and be able to take your money, I mean, I read from the bill itself. It's not like I'm just here saying this. I mean, I just read the AP where it doesn't cover people with pre-existing conditions. Oopsie! Wasn't in the bill.
Well, I had a lady come over to my mom's house yesterday that does her hair, and I showed her parts of the Obama deception the last time she was here, and she's pretty on board with that. But her husband's an Obama supporter, and he's a local fireman. And so I told her I'm going to send her a link so she can – you know, have them watch it, but I also online, but I also told her to go to the website and purchase a copy for him. But his response when she was just sharing the little bit she saw was, oh, so you've drank the Kool-Aid, huh? And I'm thinking, no, she's not the one that's drank the Kool-Aid, dude. You know, it's unfortunate that these people are reacting this way, but, you know, that's why we've got our work cut out for us.
Well, good job for taking care of your mama. Yeah, that's one thing about being an immoral society where they encourage people to just warehouse their parents, not knowing that's going to happen to them, is that there is so much abuse of older people by their filthy children. We are a demonic country. I mean, and the demonic are taking over. There's still a lot of good people in this nation. But if you don't take care of your parents, you're the scum of the earth. Look what happened in Germany and Russia. Those people were a lot more moral and hardworking than Americans are today. And look what they did. Look what people go along with. It isn't just the healthcare takeover. It's everything. It's they're evil. They're bad. And you're only alive once. And we're only in this place in history one time. All of you out there need to have a gut check. You need to get up off your hind ends, research the claims we've made here, find out it's true for yourself, and then make a decision. You can't just passively go along with it but say you're against it. You got to take action against it. Rick in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, love the show. Look, I wanted to talk about this health care bill. This is the worst legislation ever because it's just going to open the floodgates for the next big bombshell that they're going to throw on the American people, which is, and they don't care how many people don't like it, which is full amnesty. That's coming next. That's going to be the big one.
No, they've said that. They're going to try to pass amnesty, total open border, and in it is a national worker ID. They just give it to all the illegals, but then they're also exempt. That's in the health care bill, that we have to have a medical ID card from the government and the IRS, but the illegals are exempt. I read the subsection. It's the same thing here. If illegals want it, they can have it. It'll be selectively enforced, but citizens have to have the worker ID card.
That's right. And as soon as they announce that this amnesty is going to go through, we're going to get flooded with illegals. How they think they're going to keep them out? You think there's a lot here now? There's going to be a whole lot more.
Which and further Georgia, bankrupts things. They want, the government is about to go bankrupt. That is the goal.
That's exactly right. And here in Georgia, they announced late last year that we already have real ID cards. They said that there was so much security in these new driver's licenses that everyone would get by January 31st. So that's done come and gone. Everyone in Georgia will be getting these new cars. They said there's so much security in them that the state didn't even know everything.
Yeah, let's be clear, because they're under the Real ID Act, it federalizes your IDs. So you'll have to have that to travel. It's a hemispheric ID. It's under UN, North American Union parameters publicly. And then you're going to have your medical ID cards attached to your bank account and your amnesty card. But the illegals, they're all exempt. I read from the bill.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products. Yes, 30,000. And 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all online at TacTownGear.com. Get 72 hours from survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Tactown Gear personnel has more than 25 years experience in military and LE, so you'll be dealing with hardcore pros. Call today, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTOWNGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Coming up next hour, I'm going to play Representative Dingell saying we have to control the people. That's what the health care bill is all about. I don't think this guy can even control his bowels, but he wants to control our lives. That was one comment I saw on the Brett Park website. You got to laugh at some of this stuff. I also want to get into Mother Furious after in-school clinic sets up teens abortion. Beck, let's just, no, I'm going to cover that next hour, too. I'm going to cover that next hour. There's just so much here, but I want to continue taking your phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Connecticut. You're on the air, George.
Hi, Alex. I had some ideas. I think that these criminal families at the top, the 13 top families or whatever number of families they are at the top of this pyramid are pulling this stuff. Why not have turn this upside down on them? If they collapse the dollar, that if they want socialism, let's have real socialism. Let's go after the 5% at the top, everything they own, the oil reserves, the land they own, the gold reserves.
Well, the top 5%, people that make $150,000 a year are in the 4 and 5 percentile. You want the top 99999 because that top, you know, 1 out of 10,000 people, they have most of the wealth.
Well, I thought there was a larger percentage there, but idea I had, yeah, I thought it was a larger percentage. Maybe it's 1% or 2%, whatever they call it, but I thought maybe it's larger.
No, when Obama says we're taxing the top 2%, that's people over $125,000 a year or couples $250,000. They're in the top two. I mean, not most Americans don't even make $50,000. If you're making $100,000, you're in the top 5%, folks.
Didn't even realize it. See, I'm in Connecticut, and you're almost poor. I mean, you're literally poor if you're under $50,000. I'm not kidding. The cost of living.
Hey, in Manhattan, if you're making $100,000 a year, you're poor. In San Francisco, you need $100,000 a year. That's very well, you know, middle class in Texas because of the cost of living. Because wherever you got big government, there's a high cost of living.
Another quick idea I had as a brainstormer. If they try to collapse the dollar, why not tell all the states they unite under a new united front and don't let any federal tax? And what they do with the excess tax that they don't use for their own deficits or situation, but they buy gold and silver and refloat a currency that has a silver certificate of some sort. That way, then they get all they screw up the bankers who think that they have.
Well, look, I'll go one further, George in Connecticut. We need to identify the private banking families as the criminals, as the mafia. That's all they are, is a mafia that controls the banks and the issuance of currency and credit. No wonder we're in so much trouble. Identify them as the enemy, and they've committed all sorts of crimes, not saying where the trillions are, and arrest a couple thousand of these people. We've got all the evidence, and arrest the people that staged 9/11, and we could turn this around. The problem is there's so many crooks right beneath them that if you do that, they'll normally arrest the crooks above them. The communists and fascists always do this, and just take over the system. I mean, I figure you could charge over 100,000 people at the highest levels of government and corporate America and globalist, 100,000 of them, send them to prison. I mean, we just arrest their stinking butts. We've got the evidence, give them a trial. But see, they control the courts. But if we identify them as the enemy, it could end up like Ceausescu's Romania. And that's my whole point. The government wants us to have a fight with the police and the military. No, we wake them up. Then we arrest the top 1% of 1,000. You understand?
Right.
But you do it through due process. You don't have a French Revolution with guillotines. I appreciate your call. And then 500,000 people got killed. And then if somebody wanted your wife and you were poor, they killed you. Because a group of criminals came in and did that. We want to have an orderly restoration of the republic and the arrest of the criminal revolutionaries that have taken over our government.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.